I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. The new Republican health care legislation in Congress could cost the state of Illinois $40 billion in federal funding over the next decade. That's according to a recent report by the Congressional Budget Office. Illinois Public Radio's Tom Lisi explains.
Illinois' healthcare exchange has not been the success Obamacare proponents were hoping for. Insurance companies have struggled to find customers. But hospitals say the expansion of Medicaid has been huge for Illinois. It's given 600,000 people access to healthcare, so far paid in full by the federal government. Roberta Rakove of the Sinai Health System in Chicago says the results have been positive.
These patients now have medical homes. They're receiving preventive care. They're being treated much earlier in their illnesses.
Under the Republican plan, that federal money would go away. If Illinois wanted to keep its expanded Medicaid program, state government would have to pay for it at a cost of $3.5 billion a year. I'm Tom Lisi.
Prosecutors say that an appeals court should not grant former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich a third sentencing hearing. Their filing yesterday comes on the day that the Illinois Democrat started his sixth year in prison for corruption, including trying to trade an appointment to ex-President Barack Obama's old Senate seat for campaign cash. The one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant with President Donald Trump asked the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in December for another sentencing. Among other things, he argued a lower court did not consider Blagojevich's good behavior in prison at an August resentencing in reimposing the original 14-year sentence. The 7th Court of Appeals ordered the sentencing after tossing five of Blagojevich's 18 convictions. Prosecutors' 47-page filing offers few new arguments for why Blagojevich's sentences is appropriate, and it notes that he has never acknowledged seriously wrongdoing. Oral arguments are set for April the 18th. And authorities in southwest Illinois have praised the actions of a fast-thinking paramedic who dove into a frigid Illinois lake and saved an infant from a submerged SUV. Madison County Sheriff John Lakin says a motorist called 911 Thursday morning to report a car heading down a hill towards Silver Lake in Highland, Illinois. Paramedic Todd Zobrist arrived on the scene, jumped in the water, and swam toward the SUV, where he found a baby floating inside. He pulled the baby onto the hood of the vehicle and administered CPR. The child was then taken to a hospital. The baby is expected to make a full recovery. Highland Emergency Medical Services Chief Brian Wilson called Zobrist's actions heroic. Authorities later did recover two bodies in related incidents.